I read the book Just Mercy. It was published on October 21st, 2014, by the author Bryan Stevenson. He's an American author, American lawyer, social justice activist, founder of the Equal Justice Initiative, which is mentioned in the book, and a law professor at the University School of Law. This book is a memoir starting from when he was a college student who had to go tell one of the death row people that they wouldn't be executed within the next year. He wasn't really interested in death penalty cases at this time. It was just like required for him to go do that as an intern. And then he got roped into the cases of death penalty and the wrongly accused and the people of poverty who were accused and didn't seem to have a way to get out of the hole that they had been in, that they didn't dig for themselves essentially. They couldn't dig their way out. And it highlights the injustice of the death penalty mainly. That's what this whole book is mainly about, although it does highlight racism and discrimination of many other minorities in the justice system that happens because of who they are. And this book is really good at showing that, whether it be the police officers or the judges. And it really ropes you in with Stevenson's firsthand experience as a lawyer who gets to see these things firsthand that many of us will never see because we aren't going to go into that field. And even if we did, some of these experiences are just really very unique. Like Walter McMillan's case. This case is one that I never even heard about before this book, even though it is something that is very much important. And the majority of this story takes place in Alabama. He drives for many hours from prison to prison, from death row place to death row place, to meet many clients. And within these, he just shows so much emotions from the people on death row. One of them was a literal boy. He wasn't even a teenager yet, and he was on death row for shooting his stepdad in defense of his mother. And that really draws like sympathy out of the audience and empathy, even if you're somebody who is a part of these minorities, like the black people or somebody of poverty, because you feel like, hey, I am a part of this and this could happen to me because of who I am. And I chose to read this because of all those aspects. I'm very politically motivated in a sense of, and I like equality for all, and that's what really wrote me in instead of all the other choices on the list of books that I was given by my IP teacher. It was one of the books that really stood out to me, and like instantly I saw, I was like, this is the book I'm going to read. I of course read all the descriptions of the other ones, but this one, even the description wrote me in, and so did while I was reading the book. I didn't want to put it down. It's not a very long book. It's only like a 200 page book, which is a good amount for those who don't like to read and for those who like to read. Right in the middle for those, but the death penalty is always a tricky topic for people because you don't want to see other people die, but at the same time, some of the crimes that people do are horrible. And this, it just really solidified my stance on it about how I don't agree with the death penalty, because it's like, why should I have the say so if I'm a juror, have the say so of if somebody dies or not because of a crime they committed? And one of the quotes that supports me on that is in the book, Bryan Stevenson says, the death penalty is not about whether people deserve to die for the crimes they commit. The real question of capital punishment in this country is, do we deserve to kill? And I think Stevenson is saying that we the people really have the right to, do we really have the right to decide if this person should die? Because they committed this crime, do we deserve to sentence this person to death to the full max of it? And when we think about it, we shouldn't think about this person committed this horrible crime, they deserve to die. We should really think, should I have the power to decide if this person should die? Because it's a really good point to think to yourself, especially like when you're on a jury, which is a very like rare experience for people, and not a lot of people get called to a jury. It seems like something that never really happens, but it's a very tough situation, and especially in a place like this book took place, and then the time period took place. It's like, it's Alabama. It's years ago, and it's a very heavily racist state. Even now, it is, in my opinion, of course. I guess people have different opinions on whether it is or not. And those cases within the state that he mentioned several cases. It's like, would these have been different if they were in another state up north? And it really gets you wondering on what you believe in. Like, I've been believing this my whole life, and maybe now that I've seen these people want to use the real emotions, like, it's not told from the death row prisoners' point of views, but it is told from somebody who's so incredibly close to them. It's like, maybe I've been looking at this wrong my whole life because of what I've been being taught, because of where I live, and maybe I'm privileged because of whether it be my wealth or the color of my skin or both of those, or even anything that puts you above somebody because whether you were born with that or you made it for yourself, it's different for everybody. And this book, I think it's not going to have one effect on every single person. I think it'll have a different effect depending on who you are. And overall, it's a very good book for anybody, whether you have a stance of I do agree with the death penalty, I think that that should be a thing, or I don't. It's very good for either way, and even leaving politics out of it, he's a good storyteller. And it's almost like maybe it almost seems like maybe this is fake, because like it just seems so surreal that these people are going through this, and it seems like they're all alone because a lot of them are in the cases that he's told. When I was looking for reviews of this book, I was looking for reviews that were saying that this book wasn't good, especially from actual book critics, but I couldn't find any. The lowest one that I've ever saw was a 4-star rating, but I couldn't find somebody who does this for a living, but somebody who actually bought the book said it had horrible stories about people that were done wrong, and that they didn't really like this book because it was just a downer, basically. And that's why they didn't like this book. But I think that it's not a downer. It's telling you to open your eyes. That's essentially what the book is about. Open your eyes and look at what's really going on. So I think that they should have looked a little more into what the book is actually trying to show you. It's not trying to make you sad. It's trying to make you open your eyes and look at what's going on right in front of you, even today, even though this book was published years ago. So anybody who does read this, I really hope that me talking about it really helped you want to read it more and explained a little bit more about it if you didn't really understand the description, or if it maybe seems not that interesting. It really was an interesting book for me, and I think that you or anybody who reads this would enjoy it. Out of all the books on the AP list, there are probably other ones that are good too, but this one highlights many things about racism, the death penalty, even like the long hours that he works, Stevenson works as a lawyer. Those are shown too. So I really hope you enjoyed the book, and I hope I helped you decide.